Today's daf in Masechet Zvachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Samach Vov. So today we're going to go through all of the variations of bringing the chatas wrong or bringing the oilots wrong in the ofot. So as we started yesterday, chatat ha'ov sha'asa alamata. The first thing to know is how to do it right. The way to do it right? You bring it lamata nichut ha-sikra, that's the place of the malika, that's the place of the dam. You do it like a chatas is meant to be done. You do it by doing the hazoya properly, not as a mitzui, besides the mitzui to the yasod, and you have in mind l'shem chatas, that there's no shinui, all of that is kosher, because that's super kosher. That's Mahadran L'Mahadran kosher. Now let's talk about what happens if you don't do every last bit of it kosher. So suppose you do a chatas, Gemaisa chatas, but it was L'Shem Olah. And, oh, that's no good. Well, you did something wrong. Or you did a Maisa Olah, but you did it L'Shem Chatat. So over here, you did everything else okay. But you had in Kavana a Shinui, or you did a Shinui, and that was bad. We'll see what we mean when we say which Maaseh of an Oila. But there's some Maaseh of an Oila, and you might have done it as a Maisa Oila, also L'Shem Oila, it wouldn't matter. In all such cases, it is completely possible, not only that it's not Oila Labalim L'Shem Chova, we're going to go through each of the cases and explain, but in such cases, it is literally Pasul, and you're not allowed to do anything with it, because a Kavana L'Shem Oila, as we know, totally Pasul Zachatas, and that was done once you have something L'Shem Ola. As why Maisa Oila, that the Gemara is going to ask, which Maisa? So there it's possible. But in the two cases in which you spoke about L'Shem Ola, for sure we know that that's possible because it was already a Chata Shalom L'Shma. Now, suppose you change the Makan. Here we've been talking about the Kavana and we've been talking about the Maisa. Now let's talk about the Makan. If you did this and you also did it Lamala, like any of the above cases, it would also be possible. Okay, now we're going to explain again in the Mishnah what that means. Now let's take a look at what would be 100% kosher about the Ola Sa'ov. So, the right way to do it is, here's how to do it. An Ola Sa'ov, you do it Lamala from the Chut HaSikra. You do it like the Maisa Ola, which means you cut through both the Kona and the Veshet. And you bring the Dam B'mitzri, and not the Hazoya. And you have in mind the, I'm doing this L'Shem Ola. All of these cases are not only kosher, they are super kosher. And this is 100% L'Mahadran. Now let's start talking about changing things. Suppose you did it K'Maisa Ola. L'Shem Chatas, well, now let's see, an Ola doesn't become possible just because you do it L'Shem Chatas, right? It's the Chatas that becomes possible L'Shem Ola. So in this case, it's kosher. However, you weren't Yotzi Yerchiev, Ubelad Shelo Alta L'Baalel L'Shem Chova. You would not be Yotzi, as we said, because anything that was shalom l'shem kosher, ela shalom ela l'balim l'shem chova, other than the chatas and the Pesach. Since you can't bring a bird for Pesach, we don't need to mention the Pesach days. And now, suppose you brought it k'maaseh chatat l'shem ola. You had in mind the right bird, the right carbon of the bird, but you did it, and Gemara is going to talk about what exactly did you do, and that, of course, was nogea our learning yesterday. So then, or you brought it actually correctly, like a chatas, and you had in mind that it is a chatas. In all such cases, it would be possible. And how about you went ahead, it means you don't, possible means that's it. The coin doesn't do anything else with this. What about if you did it lamata mirchot ha-sikra with any of the above cases, it would also be possible. if you did it below when it's supposed to be above. Because why is this? So in the case of the Ola Sa'of, remember that you have to do the Mitzui and also the Mlika has to be done on the Lamala Michuta Sikra. Has to be done, which we learned out from the Molak Vehiktir. And that is specifically on the Ola. Mashen came with the Chatas, you do the Mlika as we saw before anywhere. Okay, so let's just speak out very clearly the different parts that we had so far in this Mishnah, because it's a little bit complicated. So first we talked about the Chatas, and we talked about everything being done right. So you did the Chatas Lamata, and you did it as a Maisa Chatas, and you did it L'Shem Chatas. That's what's kosher. Same thing is true of the Ayla, except you did it Lamala, and you did it like a Maisa Ayla, and you did it L'Shem Ayla. That's completely kosher. Now we start with the variations, with the Chatas. Variation 1, 2, and 3 is you did it in the right place, but you did it with the wrong Maisa. That's the first variation. So you did it Lamata, but you did it also the right way, but you did it with the wrong machshava. So all of these are going to be placement, Maisa, whatever the Maisa means, which the Gemara will discuss. Placement, just think of it this way, and you won't get confused in the Gemara. Placement, Maisa, whatever the particular Maisa that is distinguishing, and machshava. That's it. Mokam, Maisa, machshava. First, everything is done right. Mokam was Lamata, like it's supposed to be for Chatas. The Maisa, which could include Malika or Mitzvah, we'll discuss. Everything done right. And the Machshava, Machshava's Chatas. A-OK. Now let's start the changes. The changes are the Mokam, excellent. The Maisa, excellent. The Machshava, uh-oh. The Machshava's Erla, dead. Next case, you did the Chatas Lamata, right place. But wrong Maisa and wrong Machshava. Beep. No good. Next case. You did the right place. You did the wrong Machshava. I'm sorry, the wrong Maisa and also the wrong Machshava. No good. The previous case, did I say wrong? I meant the right Machshava. So the previous case, I'll go over it again. And then the fourth variation is wrong place, and then any other variation makes no difference. You did it right, Maisa was right, Machshava was right, you did it wrong. In all such cases, it would be possible. So again, it goes with changes in the placement, changes in the Maisa, changes in the Machshava. The order is in that way also, and therefore, wherever there was a change of Machshava, it's going to be possible for the Chatas, but it won't be possible for the Ola. So taking the same exact structure for the Ola, where the Chatas was down, Maisa was Chatas, Machshava was Chatas. For the Ola, it's Mokam up, Maisa, Ola, Machshava, Ola, A-OK. Now we start with the variations. Place, good, check. Maisa, check. Machshava, wrong, was for the Chatas. It's still kosher, but it's loyal lalabala. Next case, placement, good, check. Maisa, X, no good, you didn't like the Chatas. Machshava, check, possible. Next case, placement, check. Maisa, X. Machshava, X, also was done for Chatas, possible. Next case, placement, wrong. You did the Ola Lamata. Maisa, doesn't matter. Machshava, doesn't matter. Once it was in the wrong place, possible. So in both of these cases, the change of the placement, possible. In the case of the Chatas, change of Machshava, possible. Because an Ola Chatas Shalala Shema is possible. In the case of the Ola, kosher, because of the fact that it's kosher, but lo Ola Labalim L'Shem Chova. And in both cases, a change in the Maisa is also possible if you do the Maisa v'chatas of to the Ola, or a Maisa of the Ola to the Chatas. Now that still is going to have to be explained. So all of that is the way our Mishnah presents things. Okay. Then the Mishnah, which we haven't gotten to yet, but which we'll get to on Amud Beis, then the Mishnah is going to explain the other issues, and those other issues are also important, as we'll see, in which the Shaila would be about, is it mitame? Is it mitame like an actual nevela? Because when a malika is no good, is it a mitame? And also, is it still considered to be hegdesh l'Hashem, and you would be chayev in me'ila? Those questions are an additional complications. Those questions we will look at tomorrow. So now let's just take a look at the Gemara here, to some of it to complete. And we did the Mishnah. Now the Gemara explains. So it says that you did a chatas ha'of, but you used a shinui in the maisa. So what exactly did you change when you changed the maisa? You say that passes it. What did you do? Did you change the maisa of how you did the malika? Meaning that you took that chatas and you went ahead and you cut both the kana and the veshet? But then that would mean that what? We're like straight out? We're saying that the Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon? Because didn't we just hear Rabbi Yirmiyah say from Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, I mean, the whole thing that Shamati, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds up when it says lo yavdil, it means you don't have to be mavdil, but you could be mavdil. So, I mean, if the Mishnah is saying that you changed the way you did the Malika, then it's clearly going not like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Are you ready to stick your head up to say that? Excuse me, but what the heck are you talking about? We already saw that the Mishnah, the last Mishnah that we had yesterday we were talking about, was not like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. I mean, that's what Rabbi Yirmiyah was pointing out. According to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, it doesn't mean that you're not supposed to be mavdil. It means you don't have to be mavdil. Man, you can't get further away from the Mishnah than Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon before. I mean, it was also a Stam Mishnah, and it says, Beferish, that if you go ahead and you're mavdil, so then you would pasul it. And we said, oh, why would that be? It's not like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Thank you very much. Then we had a big discussion that took up a half an hour about what's the basis of the machlokas, and we ended up coming out that according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, the basis is that he holds there's no chiyav of v'lo yavdil, that v'lo yavdil means you don't have to be mavdil. So we know very well that these Mishnayos don't go like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. So what's bothering you? We already said that. No, because why would we be forced to say that this new perek also has to go not like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon? That's going to be a bit of a problem, as you'll see. We can make this Mishnah work out like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. You don't have to say that the shinui was in the malika. For this Mishnah, you could have said that when you did a maisa of an ola sa'ov, it doesn't mean that you did the malika with both the kana and the veshet. It means that you did the dam wrong, and instead of doing the hazaya, which is what you would do for a chatas, instead you did actually a mitzui. And mitzui, it means you didn't do hazaya, and you only did the mitzui, and that passes the chatas, because the chatas, the main giving of the dam to the chatas, is the hazoya sadam. So you did a maisa of an ayla. Why can't we learn it like that? And then we understand that when it says kemaisa, remember, we always had that section, maisa. So we talked about the place, and we talked about the maisa, and we talked about the machshava. The maisa, in this case, meant the maisa was a change, not in the malika, it was a change in the maisa of Azoya, which is very reasonable. It's reasonable that it would be going, yes, like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, and would be talking about a change in the Hazah and not a change in the malika. And I'll tell you why. Because if you take a look at the last part of the Mishnah, it says that if you were asa'an, you change. Remember, the last cases were always you change the place. Once you change the place, it doesn't matter what else you did. The place change is a total change. And then when we talk about the last thing, which we haven't discussed, the very last part of the Mishnah, but since in the Sefer it says that if you did it lamala, kemaase kulam, and that would mean what? This would be the eighth case that we're talking about of the Shinoi. So you went ahead and you did the chatas lamala in any event. Just think about that. What does that mean, in any event? It means I don't care how I did it, the maisa, and I don't care what my makshava was. If I did it above, it's puzzle no matter what. Okay, think about what that means. It means you brought a chatas of lamala mechuta sikra, and you did it with the makshava that it's a chatas. And that was one of the cases. And you did it with the maisa of the chatas. So you took an oila and you changed it basically by doing everything wrong. So in that case, if you take the chatas doing everything right, kemaisa kulam, what was, when it says over here you did the wrong maisa, what does it mean? What did you do wrong? You just told me. Well, maybe the doing malonga is referring to the malika, right? But then why would it be possible? Since the Braita said before, malika, you're right. You're supposed to do the chatas of while you're standing on the ground, and you're supposed to do it on the Karen Maravis Dromis, agreed. But it says that if you did it wrong, we had that 2 days ago, that doesn't matter. So that couldn't be the Shinoi, because that wouldn't be Ma'akev. Therefore, all alav, it must be that it was the Hazoya that you did wrong. So then if that's the case, the Seifa, when it says Shinoi, it's referring to the Hazaya. Makes sense, therefore, that the Reisha was also talking about Hazaya. So probably that's the right way to learn it. That doesn't prove anything to me. Hakarisa. Could be that the first part was talking about a Shinoi in the Maisa of the Hazoya, of the Malika, and therefore would be indeed not like Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. And the second part is talking about a Shinoi in the Maisa of the Hazoya. I don't think that the word Shinoi has to be consistent across the Mishnah. So it's referring to different types of Shinoi, whatever is relevant in that case, because each part of the Mishnah is talking about a Shinoi in a Maisa, which would make the difference. So what's so crazy to say that if a Chatasa of is possible, if you did the Malika wrong, fine. So it's not like Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. And the last part is talking about that it would be possible in the other direction, because we're looking at each point of what is Nogea that particular point. So obviously there's going to be a difference in the Shinoi Benogea de Chatas or Benogea de Ayla. Okay, anyway, I don't want to keep you longer, even though it's almost, unless you'll be merciful, me just get up to the Mishnah. There's just another few lines, but I know it's late. Can I or can't I? All right, so it's Chaval Nata, right? And then the next piece said that an Oza of, that you did a Maisa Chatas, is possible. Now, you didn't explain what you meant by Maisa Chatas in the next piece. You explained what you meant. Now we just discussed. What do you mean a Shinoi of the Maisa in the first piece, which was the Shinoi of the Chatas? What would be the Shinoi of the Eila? Does it mean that you made a Shinoi with the Malika and you didn't do the Malika of both the Kana and the Veshet? So then, if you take a look at the end of the Mishnah, meaning the end of the next Mishnah, where it says at the end of that Mishnah that all cases of Shinoi would not be metame in the Beis Abliya, but you would be meil. That's where we run into trouble. Because then we would have to say that the Mishnah is not true according to Rabbi Yoshua. Because as I mentioned to you earlier, according to Rabbi Yoshua, if you do everything to an oila that would turn it into a chatas, so you bring it l'shem chatas, you bring it l'mata and a mokum chatas, you do to it a maisa chatas, it would then not be possible. It would have turned into a chatas. And if it turned into a chatas, then you would not be mo'el on it because it was already also mitzvasai. So then we would not be able to say that the meaning of that last piece is that you changed everything. But that's what it said in the Mishnah. It said if you did it, lamata, and then it wouldn't matter what you did, whether you did it like a maisa of a chatas lamata, and now it's in a place lamata, and you did it with a makshava lamata, the next Mishnah says you would not be mayo because it's pasul. But Rebbe Elazar argues here with Rebbe Yoshua, and Rebbe Yoshua says you would not be mayo. Okay, so then we would have to say the Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Yeshua, because according to Rabbi Yeshua, he says you're not mayel if you did everything in the chat in the oil to turn it into a chatas. It actually becomes a chatas. So now we're going to get stuck. I mean, if we're learning with the way that we're trying to make it out, that it works out according to Rabbi Eliezer, that's not what we usually do, because we usually go with Rabbi Yoshua, since Rabbi Eliezer was Shamuti. Remember what that means? It was a Talmid of Beit Shammai, where he had been put into Nidui. But now you're going to force us to say it's not like Rabbi Yoshua, which is not what we prefer. So then you have to admit that we're talking about a Shinoi didn't mean a Shinoi b'malika, it meant a Shinoi b'mitzui. And that's what we were talking about when we said that you did it k'maisa chatas ha'ov. So then that means what you did is you did a mitzui. So then the seifa doesn't work, because then the seifa in the case of the shinui would be oilas ha'ov sh'asalamata k'maisa chatas l'shem chatas. Rabbi Eliezer says mo'alinba, and Rabbi Yoshua says ein mo'alinba. And we just showed what was the shinui. If it was b'mitzui, Rabbi Yoshua, Ema de Omer Rabbi Yoshua, the only case that we saw that Rabbi Yoshua said there's no me'ila, where you turned a oila into a chatas, that's where you turned it into an oila by doing the malik of an oila, doing it like a chatas, and doing the place of the oila, lamata like a chatas, and the shame of the oila, like a chatas. But he never said that if you don't do the dam and you do it by mitzvah, he never said there's no me'ila, because in order for something to be nasa mitzvah, you certainly have to take out the dam, and you didn't do it. So now you're going to say that must be that the shini was malika, but then the Mishnah comes out crazy. The reisha of the Mishnah and the seif of the Mishnah was turning out to be malika, a shinui, and it was not like Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. And then the middle of the Mishnah was talking about a mitzui. But the last part, which said l'gabi me'ila, that was talking about not mitzui, but the malika. I mean, it's a crazy Mishnah. So now the Reish is talking about malika. The middle is talking about mitzui. Again, the word shinui. The Reish is talking about the malika. The middle is talking about mitzui. And the last piece is talking about malika again. I never saw such a crazy Mishnah. Are you trying to tell me that Reisha is safe with Bemalika? Umitziata Bemitzui? Yes. Yes. Go do something about it. What do you care? The important thing is that each case fits according to how you're for. Look, that's what Tosh Balpa is about, buddy. You got to figure out each piece and bite the bullet even where it hurts. In this case, you have no choice. In order to keep things correct according to the way we normally paskin the halacha and therefore present a Stam Mishnah, we want to present this Stam Mishnah that the last piece would work out even Aliba de Rabbi Yeshua, so we don't have to paskin the Rabbi Elazar. And therefore, Reisha v'Seifa b'Malika, Umitzi Asa b'Mitzui.